Hi, Tony, and everybody else in Physics 180A who is listening to this. My name is Shara Amzalag. I am part of the Falling Bodies group. I was born and raised in the Los Angeles area, and I have two older sisters and a younger brother. I came to San Diego in the fall of 2004 after graduating from high school. I graduated in the top 16% of my class, and I decided to move down to San Diego to kind of get away from my family and just everything that I was used to, get out of my comfort zone a little bit and just try a different place. Even though it's not too far from Los Angeles, I just wanted to get away for a little bit. And I really enjoy San Diego, and I'm really glad I moved here. San Diego is a really great place to live, with the beaches and the weather and the nice people. So I'm really glad I chose to live in San Diego over anywhere else, and I'm glad I chose San Diego State. So high school was kind of a rough time for me. I was living with my grandparents at the time. My grandfather was in and out of the hospital, so I too was in and out of the hospital. Seeing the medical treatment that my grandfather received, coupled with my grandfather's experience of being a doctor, really inspired me to become a doctor, and go to college, study biology, become a pre-med student, and eventually, hopefully, go to medical school. So by the time I graduate, I plan on graduating with a Bachelor's of Science in Biology, hopefully with a minor in gerontology, just because I like working with elderly people, probably because I grew up with my grandparents. And in medical school, I plan on studying either cardiology or neurology, something along those lines. So when I started classes in the fall of this year, I enrolled myself in Physics 180A because it's a requirement to get into my major, which is biology. And having sat in lecture for the past few weeks, I have come to realize that physics is one of the most important academic subjects. And I was very, very scared to take physics just because I've heard it's kind of a crazy subject. And I still am a little terrified of it. But I realized that physics not only allows us to figure out how to calculate different things like acceleration, speed, etc., of a moving object or what have you, but it also teaches us greater, much more important theories about the complexity and greatness of the world and universe in which we live. And I'm also learning that physics is essentially the root to understanding how different forces and objects work together, and how it's just helps us in understanding the basic concepts of biology and chemistry and mathematics. So physics allows us to analyze and see life in all of its forms in just such a different light. It has allowed me to see biology, which is what I'm studying, in a way different perspective than I had seen it before taking physics. I'm not going to sit here and lie and say that physics isn't hard or that it's as fun as Tony makes it sound it is, but it is a lot more interesting than I thought it was. I am having a rough time with it just because it's forcing me to see life way differently than I had seen it before, but I guess that is a good thing. So the problem-solving method that Tony repeatedly reinforces is diagramming, reasoning, and solution. And diagramming is worth 1,000 words. Reasoning is using your logic and critical thinking, and solution is finding numerical value. And that's taken from Tony's website, which is oh so helpful. So I think the reason that Tony reinforces the problem-solving method is because each point of the method gives us a different understanding of the problem. When we are faced with a situation, it's easier if we can visualize the problem being faced. And in order to visualize it, it really helps drawing a diagram. And after visualizing it, we can use our logic and critical thinking to figure out variables and figure out what we know and what we're trying to figure out, and figuring out what variables will allow us to solve for the variables we need in order to find the answer, which is usually a numerical value. So in conclusion, I would like to say that I love college. I love San Diego State. I love the students. I love the professors. I think it's a great campus. It has a lot of opportunities and just a lot of mind-opening people and offices to go to figure out information and clubs, and people are just very accessible here. So I really like that about college. And from college, I hope to gain an infinite amount of knowledge and understanding into other subjects that I may have not explored if I didn't go to college. And this class in particular has helped me to appreciate that, just because it's the first class where I've been forced to work in a group setting on everything. And my group is just really fun to work with, and it helps to have somebody to sit and laugh about physics and not feel stupid because I don't know something, because I realize nobody knows anything in physics. But that's what's fun about it, I guess. So that, I guess, is the end of my audio recording. And I'm sorry if you had trouble understanding anything. I have a cold, so apologize about that. But I hope everything was insightful and interesting. Until the next audio recording, ciao.